We're still missing one member at large, but I think he's on his way. And we have quorum without him, so we'll begin. I'd like to just quickly thank our interpreters, Andrew and Lisa, for being here tonight. And for the rest of you all for coming and attending either in person or by Zoom. I guess first we are calling this meeting to order. This is the Iqaluit Board of Revision meeting for April 30th, 2026. We will start off with the introductions and swearing in. I think we've already done the swearing in for Stephen Johnson. That was done first. I know, Jacob, we are going to do something different, so I'll turn it over to you.
Yep, go ahead. Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. So, Jacob, on February 28th, 2025, you affirmed an oath that you would duly, faithfully, and to the best of your skill and knowledge, execute the powers and trust reposed in you as a member of the Board of Revision. Could you confirm, or do you confirm, that you affirmed this oath? And do you acknowledge and agree that you continue to be bound by it? Sorry, Jacob. It looks like we can't hear you. If you could just check on your end, if everything's working properly, we'll check on our end as well.
Chelsea, can you try speaking too so we can see if it's everyone? Okay, we're just going to have a quick moment to fix a technical difficulty because though we can see you talking and it seems like you can hear us fine, we're not getting audio in the chamber. Just give us a second. Jacob, can you try again? We can. It's coming through a speaker at the far of the room. Still working, but that's better at least.
Jacob, can you try one more time?
Yeah, can you hear me now? How's the audio?
Yes, that seems to be working.
Okay, great.
Perfect. Excellent. Sorry about that, everyone. We'll go back to the question that was asked. Do you want to repeat it?
Thank you, Councillor Stevenson. So, Jacob, I'll just repeat that. On February 28th, 2025, you affirmed an oath that you would duly, faithfully, and to the best of your skill and knowledge, execute the powers and trust reposed in you as a member of the Board of Revision. Do you confirm that you affirmed this oath, and do you acknowledge and agree that you continue to be bound by it? Thank you.
Yes, I confirm that I affirm. And that I am acknowledge that I'm bound by this. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. The second item is the appointment of a board chairperson. I know that it notes in the package or on the agenda that I was appointed as the chairperson in 2023. Now we'd be looking for another. We're looking for this committee or this board to appoint. So if the members are interested in having me continue as the chair. Does somebody want to move that? Perfect. Moved by Stephen. Jacob, are you willing to second that?
Yes, I second that motion.
Perfect. Are there any comments or questions before we vote on that? Noting none, all in favor?
Aye.
Perfect. That's unanimous. Then also we have the minutes from last year. You've had them in your package or in your email, so hopefully you had a chance to review them. Does somebody want to move the acceptance of the minutes? Moved by Stephen, seconded by...
I'll second that.
Perfect. Jacob?
Jacob.
Are there any questions, changes, concerns with the minutes as they're presented? Noting none. All in favor?
Aye.
Perfect. We are unanimous still. We can move then on the agenda to to declarations of interest. Is there any declaration of interest for this meeting from either of the members? Noting none, we can move to the hearing of appeals and the appeal for House 1625, Plan 1827, Lot 769. Annie Joanne. Chelsea, were you going to present this? Or Travis?
Perfect. Yeah, I'll be presenting it.
Travis, you can go ahead. And sorry, I didn't welcome Travis and Chelsea, but welcome to our meeting.
Thank you. So this is appeal presented by the defendant, and I have a copy of the complaint that was received on January 29th, 2026. And the reasons of her complaints being she has not made any improvements to her household of any kind, and she is still concerned with the shifting of the house due to the swampy land that her house is built on. So, the summary of the complainant is, she states she's being assessed for $125,100 in improvements, but has not made any improvements to her household property or lot. I did contact her via email and explain that this is the total value of improvements on her lot, so all the structures on her lot, and not improvements that were made in the last calendar year. We did have a little back and forth on email, and I tried to explain that to her, but she didn't completely state that she acknowledged that or not. just in regards to this, the structure itself, she had appealed in the assessment year of 22 for the 23 tax year. We did do an interior inspection of the house at that time, and at that time we changed the condition of the house to fair because there was some internal cracking seen from the freeze thaw and the shifting of the structure itself. And there has been no changes to the structure since that time. We have left it, all our data has been the same since that date, and she is still in the fair condition. And then she also mentions that her land, is swampy, a mossy, wet area, resulting in said cracks of the house. So the complainant has complained in the past as well, previous to that. So in the 2014 assessment for 2015 year, there was a board of revision decision to do a 10% adjustment to the land for the topography. So this is for the surface flow of the snowmelt that's requiring her to be re-leveled annually. Or biannually, rather. So this 10% topography adjustment has remained on the land and is still on the land, and it would account for about a $10,700 deduction in the land value currently. I did clarify her. She did ask. So again, we went back and forth a couple times via email this year, and she did ask about clarification on this topography adjustment, and I just explained that she, for a same size lot in the same area of town, she is being, her land value is 10% less than the equivalent. So, in conclusion, the complaint's issues are the mossy, wet area resulting in the re-leveling of the home twice annually. As stated, in 2015, the complainant brought this issue to the Board of Revision and a 10% adjustment was made to the land. Since the 2015 decision, the 10% land adjustment for topography issues has remained, and I think it shall remain. The complainant's second issue is regarding the improvements on her lot. The assessment office contacted the complainant and advised her the definition of an improvement in accordance with the Property and Taxation Act. The complainant also advised that there's been no changes to the property. We have advised her that we haven't made any changes to her property. The complainant has previously made the same complaint in 22 assessment year for 23 taxation year Board of Revision. And that's when the inspection was done, and we reduced the condition to fair from average. And as such, we would like the condition to remain at fair. The assessment office requests that the board keeps the assessment of $221,500, this being a land of 96,400 and an improvement value of $125,100. Thanks.
Thank you, Travis. Are there any questions about the presentation from either Stephen or Jacob? Okay, Travis has requested that we make a motion to keep the assessment or the assessed value of 221,500. Does somebody want to make that motion? I think they're requesting we make a motion to keep it as it as was assessed, so to 221,500 for the land and the value. Okay, perfect. Stephen will make that motion. Jacob, you'll second.
Yes, I can second that.
Perfect. And then all in favor?
Aye.
Perfect. So we'll count that as unanimous, and then welcome Curtis. Hi. Won't make you vote on something that you weren't here for. As you can maybe see, or no, on the Zoom you can't because it's all focused on me, but Curtis has joined. I think, Curtis, just for your sake, we've gone through most of our very quick agenda already. The only thing would be going back to ensuring that you're affirmed, which already took place, or you're going to. Okay, so we'll affirm you a little bit out of order. Perfect. Thank you. So for those online, I know the mic wasn't on, so you couldn't hear, but he was just affirmed. That brings us to the conclusion of our meeting tonight. Like I said, it was quite a short meeting. I have a motion to adjourn this meeting. Stephen, perfect. Is there somebody who'd like to second that motion? Curtis, thank you. All those in favor? Beautiful. I'm assuming.
Aye.
And we are adjourned. Thank you very much for coming again. In spite of it being very short, this is a very important committee or board to be on. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your dedication. Thanks, Chelsea. Thanks, Travis. Have a
Thank
great night,
you.
everyone.
Thank
Yeah, you
you.
too. Thank you.
Have a good night.